Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Thomas Markle is not too excited about the prospect of a Meghan Markle presidency, telling GB News, "I think that's a joke from beginning to end. I think it's a complete joke. I don't think she has any ambition to be a mayor. I don't think she has any ambition to be a governor or president. I don't think that's in her mind at all. If someone was saying that, it might be cute. Oprah would push her out of the way anyway." Markle did, however, back up claims that Meghan wasn't interested in the royal family before getting Harry. She probably knew a little bit about them. I don't think she was enthralled with the royals at any time. She was mostly at that age, wanting to be an actor or dancer, and that was her real dream. Markle feels it is Harry who has changed her. "This is new. This is since Harry. Harry's the influence here. I don't know if he or she is the one behind it, but I really think Harry and probably the Soho friends have changed her in a bad way. Not a good way. Both Meghan and Harry are attacking the royal family. What they're doing to the Queen is unforgivable. It's embarrassing that they're doing this." Thomas Markle Jr. is also in the news. Commentator Sarah Vine says Meghan Markle's half-brother's appearance on reality TV show Big Brother is the same as her cashing in on the Queen. Thomas Markle Jr. is on the current season of Big Brother Australia. On the Daily Mail's Palace Confidential show, Sarah Vine was asked if she felt sorry for Meghan given her brother's appearance on the show. "No, I think she's about to find out what it feels like to have someone cash in on your family, which is what the Queen has been dealing with for the last 18 months. She and Harry have been cashing in on their royal family by cashing in on all sorts of Netflix deals and giving interviews to people and saying dreadful things. It's a taste of her own medicine, I reckon." Palace Intrigue will be right back. Sarah Ferguson spoke with the Tea with Twiggy podcast and said, "I think to myself that honestly my mother-in-law, the Queen, has been more of a mother to me than my mother. I absolutely think there's no greater mentor because from a little girl to now, the consistency of Her Majesty has been a great honour and it makes me want to cry. Because I went through so much pain losing Mum, I lost my way and I became deeply, deeply insecure. I kept asking everybody for advice and I never trusted my own judgment of myself. I have got my lovely ex-husband, Andrew. He always believes in me and always did believe in me. But my greatest mentor, and I know this sounds so weird to say it, the person who believes in me is the Queen and has never faltered." Prince Charles was back in a kilt over the weekend as the Grampian Highland Games returned. The Duke of Rothesay, as he is known in Scotland, got involved by judging the infamous tug-of-war and kicking off the hill race and was seen shaking hands with Highland dancers, cheering on participants and even enjoying a whisky. This year's competitors took part in classic events including heavies, Highland dancing, tug-of-war, light athletics, solo piping and a hill race. In today's edition of Kate is Wonderful, Hello Magazine reminds us that Kate has a sweet tooth and counts sticky toffee pudding among her favourite foods. Chef Rody Warrett of the Old Boot Inn in Stanford Dingley, Berkshire, has previously served the Duchess and said, "Kate is always discreet and always complimented the dishes with great kindness. For dessert, her favourite is the sticky toffee pudding. It's moist and spongy." And finally, the creator of HBO Max's The Prince said, "Harry seems to have a sense of humour about the show. He was asked by a fan if Orlando Bloom, who voices Prince Harry, spoke with the Duke of Sussex about his role in the series. I don't know if Harry has said anything to Orlando about it, but I know before the show premiered, he was aware that Orlando was doing it and he seemed to have a sense of humour about it." Bloom said, "And who doesn't love the royal family?" And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favourite podcasts. And hey, if you love the show, give us a review. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.